And I just wanted to read a little prose paragraph. There's a lot of prose in Letters from Iceland, and I wanted to continue in the same vein. While they were there, Ordner McNeice took on the names of Nancy and Hetty. Me and Glyn didn't quite feel like we needed to go that far. But we did take the Icelandic versions of our names, and as Peter's son, I became Peterson, and as James' son, Glyn became Jameson. And this is a section from St. Aidan's Day. By light aircraft to the Westman Isles, as customers of what could only be described as Icarus Airlines, to one of the few airports in the world to feature a cattle grid at its main entrance. Next stop, a bizarre rock garden in the middle of an ash field, tended by two elderly gardeners, question time types, cultivating their own little piece of Chalfont St. Giles in half an acre of hell. From there, the coach made its way to the cliff tops, and the tour guide produced a large box from under the back seat, containing at least 24 puffin chicks. She explained that the juvenile puffins are often reluctant to fly, and to give Mother Nature a helping hand, the good people of the islands round up the stray birds, point them in the direction of the sea, and hurl them into the air. Peterson selected a bird from the box, and cupping it gently in his hand, strolled purposefully over to the cliff edge and tossed it into the warm thermals rising from the water, only to see it plunge 50 feet without even flapping its wings and come to an abrupt halt on the rocks below. Not to be put off by the stunned silence of other tourists and the sobbing of their children, he recruited yet another chick from the batch, and this time threw it higher and further, hoping it might catch the breeze and break into flight. This time the bird twirled downwards like a seed propeller or a disabled helicopter, then nosedived into the ocean, leaving two or three bubbles and a handful of feathers at its point of entry. 10 minutes later, the bird still hadn't surfaced, and Peterson returned to the bus, sitting right at the back, well away from the whispers and withering looks of the other passengers